Half of all Australians will be treated for skin cancer at some stage in their lives, and for most of us, applying sunscreen has become second nature. But a West Australian toxicologist is warning that some block arts contain toxic chemicals. As Nicole Butler reports.
The sun protection message has been drummed into us to the point that not applying sunscreen is almost unthinkable. But environmental toxicologist Peter Dingle is warning some blockouts are harmful.
Most of the sunscreens we have almost a dozen or so synthetic chemicals that have really been outdated. They were around in the 1950s, but we now look at it and we see that a large number of these ingredients they put in there have potential toxic effects. And potentially, when they go out in the sun, these toxic effects magnified many, many times.
The associate professor at Murdoch University says the toxic chemicals in some sunscreens can cause severe recurring rashes. He says they can also mimic the hormone estrogen in women's and men's bodies.
It gets into the blood, it gets into the breast tissue, it gets into the male testes.
What's more, Dr. Dingle says some blockouts can cause more harm than the sun itself.
The third area that these chemicals have really been linked with is when they absorb the sun's rays, which is what they're supposed to do on the skin, that's great. But when they get into the skin and into the cells, which they can do pretty quickly, they absorb the sun's rays and can re-emit that energy in a negative way that can be even worse than the sun's rays.
Dr. Dingle's claims had the Queensland Cancer Council hopping mad. Spokeswoman Lisa Norman.
The Cancer Council is really concerned that people are going to stop using sunscreen and actually increase their risk of skin damage, which can lead to skin cancer. We live in a country that has the highest rate of skin cancer in the world, so if people are scared to wear sunscreen, that's really not a good message. I mean, all sunscreens that are sold in Australia must comply with the Therapeutic Goods Administration guidelines and Standards Australia.
Ms. Norman says Dr. Dingle's claims are completely without substance.
There is not one peak health agency in the world, including the World Health Organization, that doesn't condone sunscreen use. So there really hasn't been any major credible studies to say that sunscreen is unsafe to use.
That's Lisa Norman from the Queensland Cancer Council, ending that report by Nicole Butler.